A former U.S. Army interrogator is raising funds for victims of ISIS in Iraq. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more on the efforts of this Utah veteran turned philanthropist.
In 2003, Paul Holton was serving as an interrogator for the U.S. Army in Iraq when he says he came across a young girl crying. She looked to him as though she hadn't had a bath for a long time. Holton gave her what he had on hand, a toothbrush, toothpaste, some flip-flops, and a stuffed monkey with long arms and Velcro hands. He put that around her neck.
Just seeing her response and the smile and the happiness in her face, you know, for me, it was just a moment of, my gosh, I could do this again and again with all the children I come in contact with. I could maybe make a difference.
Since then, Holton has started a nonprofit organization called Operation Give. He and his volunteer staff have shipped 150 ocean container loads of supplies to Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places in need. Now, he says, there is real need in Iraq for those who are fleeing from ISIS as it continues to gain control of more territory.
A lot of people have been murdered. A lot of women and children have been sold and into slavery. Thousands of other people have just been, you know, afraid and fearing for their life. They've had to, on foot in many cases, you know, flee ahead of the terrorists.
Holton estimates that 2 million people have been displaced and 700,000 are staying in refugee camps in Kurdish territory. Operation Give is holding a donation drive on July 22nd at Fishbowl Inventory in Orem. At the end of the month, they plan to send school, hygiene, and first aid supplies to the camps. Organizers say the most requested items are soccer balls or uniforms. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.